Joe Fisher's probably looking in the mirror for his daily affirmation at this point. It's get set for another day on West End.
Well, how's that end? Going on this morning? People like me. Right? That's right.
They do indeed, Joe. What's happening this morning?
Well, a lot of different things going on. Maybe you've seen the news. We're all excited. David Price is going to be there Saturday night. He's going to toss the coin on the field, Kevin, so he'll be down there with you at the start of the game.
Is he going to throw it from 60 feet 6 inches?
Yeah, and just get out of the way if he throws the fastball, I can tell you that. But it'll be great to see him there, and he's going to hopefully be able to stop by with us on the broadcast a little bit as well. But, you know, what a month it's been for him, obviously, and always great to have him come back and see us, so we're looking forward to that. I know that some of the preseason picks are out. You know, the women's poll is out, and the SEC coaches have picked Vanderbilt to win the conference, obviously, and Christina Wirth picked to the preseason All-SEC team. I don't really think that's a big surprise. But it does mention talking about basketball as well. First men's exhibition game coming up on Sunday. Another women's exhibition game on Friday. So a chance to see them as well at Memorial Gym. In regard to men's tickets, there are about 500 season tickets left. That's all. So I know a lot of folks aren't quite thinking basketball yet, but the time is running short to be sure and get a ticket for the games, because there is a possibility, and frankly I think it's a pretty good one, that just like last year, there won't be a single game ticket sale for men's basketball. So, you know, your only chance to be guaranteed that you'll see Vanderbilt play Kentucky and Florida and Tennessee and the like is to get a season ticket. So I would encourage you to take care of that pretty soon.
And, Joe, speaking of David Price, the other two arms, and I'm talking about Chris Nixon and Mackenzie Adams, Commodores have to figure out a way to get more production out of them. The Doors are ranked 114th out of 119
yep.
Division I teams in passing offense.
There's 120 teams counting Western Kentucky, Mark.
Sorry, Kevin, although they lost to North Texas. But, Joe, they need to find some productivity, and they have to find a way to run the ball Saturday.
That's the other aspect of it, you know, Mark. If you become one-dimensional, which they unfortunately have at times, it's going to be awfully hard to move the ball on anybody. And the word that Bobby Johnson has used is consistency. They've got to find consistency, and that's not just in the quarterback play. You know, that's consistency in the running game. That's consistency in the blocking schemes. And that's not just, you know, the linemen. That's, you know, backs and receivers that have to do all the right things. They've just got to find a consistent way to perform and do a lot better job of giving Mac or Chris, whoever it may be back there, the opportunity to make a play. I know they focused a lot on that during the open week. Most everybody got a little bit healthier during the open week except for George Smith, so just about everybody else is available. But they've got to be able to run the football. It's an amazing stat that of the top six rushers on the Vanderbilt team, only one of them's a running back. You know, that's takes a couple of quarterbacks and three wide receivers mixed in with one running back and Jared Hawkins. So they've got to get better production in the running game.
And Joe, and talking about the running backs, we haven't seen much of Gaston Miller in recent weeks. What do you think the plans are for him going forward in these last few games?
Well, I think probably Gaston's playing time, any time I've talked to Bobby about it, it's like, you know, players earn their playing time. And I think Gaston has been a little bit inconsistent in the opportunities he's had in games and maybe in practice as well. And as we've talked about before, in that offense, if you're a running back, you have to do more than just run the football. You've got to be able to make the correct read on blitzes, on blocking schemes. You've got to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, he's put the ball on the ground a couple of times. They can't afford that. So, you know, I think they would love to have him in there as another element and another addition to that running game, but it's time that he's going to have to earn.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.